You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about taking a chance.
One of life's complicated situations is dealing with the what-ifs. For writer Keith Ulig of Wausau, a what-if lingering in the back of his mind involved his career. So when he was able to pivot professionally, he tells us, he gave it a shot.
Even though he warned me not to do it, I'm going to blame this whole mess of me being a trucking school dropout on my dad. When I was a boy, we lived 6 miles east of Colby, and my dad, Delbert Toby Ulig, was a big rig truck driver. He had a career spanning decades without a major crash. He didn't play catch with me or take me fishing or hunting. He took me out on the road. I rode with him as a small boy in the summers as he hauled gasoline between the Twin Cities and Green Bay. I loved watching his precise, coordinated movements as he ran through the gears, turned corners, or backed the trailer into tight spaces. He drove with a smooth, jaunty elan, and I wanted nothing more than to be just like him. So I never gave much thought of what I was going to do when I grew up. I was going to drive a truck. Dad surprised me when I was 13. "You're not going to be a trucker," he said. He didn't explain why. I just assumed it was because the job was hard. Not knowing what else to do, I went to college, ended up being a newspaper reporter for about 30 years. It was a great job, but the idea of trucking lurked in the background. I never thought I would have a chance to even try it. But when Dad's health declined, I started taking him to his Trucker's Breakfast Club, a Friday morning gathering at a truck stop in Curtis. I listened to the stories of that crew and grew enthralled again at getting behind the wheel of a semi. A couple of years ago, one of those drivers suggested I try Rail Transport, a company based in Marshfield. It pays drivers while training them to get a commercial driver's license. After Dad passed away and my newspaper offered a buyout program, I decided to commit. I reported for work at the rail terminal in Marshfield one October morning, eager to start my journey. Things moved fast right away. On day two, I was behind the wheel of an actual real semi, driving around a practice course. Top speed, 12 miles per hour. Next, I was pulling a trailer. I was thrilled, but also concerned. I hit a pylon while making a round. What if that was a kid? Worry started to well up in my stomach. Not long after that, we left the safe confines of the training course and onto the real streets of Marshfield, with cars and trucks and cyclists and pedestrians. When you're driving a semi-truck, there are so many things you need to be aware of. Your speed, the size of the vehicle, the traffic all around you, where the trailer is behind you. Dad did this all without thinking. But my mind had trouble with that high-level multitasking. Training at rail emphasizes safety and focus, and I learned that one small error could lead to some very bad results. My anxiety and worry snowballed. Sometimes my mind locked up. Other times it felt as if I were looking through a tunnel of fog. On Monday of the second week, I reported for work with a sense of dread and fear. My hands shook from nerves and stress. I knew that driving in my agitated state put myself and others at risk. I thought about Dad's no trucking rule. What if he knew me better than I knew myself? I decided I need to pull out of the program. I owe Rail $7,000 for the training, part of a contract I willingly signed. And I may not have gotten my CDL, but I have a newfound, deep respect for what Dad did at the highest level for so many years. I learned a ton about driving, the trucking industry, and myself. No regrets, not one little bit.
Keith Ulig is a writer and now former truck driver who lives in Wausau. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR.